Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
That's the sound of the horn. Hey, everybody, I'm Chris Kowild, available and dominating in back-to-backs this season. Haven't missed a game, haven't missed a beat. I'm the best. And speaking of the best, with me is the birthday boy, all the way from scenic Burbank. Toot your own horns, America, because it's Burbank Hank, everybody.
And congratulations to me. I scored my 25,000th point today in the NBA.
Congratulations,
25,000 points. Of course, I'm
coincidentally, so did James Harden.
Isn't that nice? We did it on the same day. We are recording. We can literally see the crypto.com arena. We're in the shadow of the Chase
Los
building.
Angeles Convention
LA
Center.
Convention Center over here. We got LA Live. We got the Ritz Garden. It's a beautiful night out in Los Angeles, and we get to watch all the used to could Golden State fans trudging lacklusterly towards their cars, the losers that they are.
Well, gosh, they used to be so good.
They used to be.
You know what's crazy?
And Klay Thompson was back tonight with a grip of threes.
Oh, yeah.
He carried them back into the lead for
a
moment.
You know who didn't look good tonight? Steph Curry, and you love to see it.
Oh, my gosh, he was terrible. 3 for 13
from
three.
He shot horribly.
3 for 13. He shot a ton. Klay Thompson, 8 for 12 from three. Very good.
We have ourselves a Clippers win streak, folks. We have won six in a row.
The Chris Wild six-pack of
wins. Well, J.J. Redick taught us on this show years ago that it's not a streak until you've won five in a row. Well, we are the only team in the NBA to have won five or more in a row. Your Los Angeles Clippers.
Is that true? No other team
in
the league has gone five games?
No. The second best win streak currently is from Houston, who's won four in a row, and somebody in the East who's won four in a row. I don't care about them. Because those aren't win streaks, because they haven't won five or more
That's
in a row.
That's what J.J. Redick said.
We've won six in a row. Two of those six W's versus your Golden State Warriors,
Say your Golden State Warriors.
You hate them the most.
I hate them the most.
I think they might be your most loathed, despised team. I think you hate the Warriors more than you hate the Suns.
Oh, my gosh, for sure I do. But they have a common denominator. And the time that I hated them the most was when they had Kevin Durant, and that's why I hate the Suns, maybe. Maybe. But Devin Booker I hate more. Also, Chris Paul, the common denominator between all three teams.
Oh, Chris Paul, very dirty foul against Daniel Tice tonight.
Oh, my gosh.
Flagrant. Tice gets two shots and the ball. He just pushed
him.
Just shoved him because he's so little. He's too little. Patrick Beverley refers to Chris Paul as cone. Because on defense, he's just a cone out there.
Oh, my gosh. I like that. You know who is not just a cone out there?
Who?
James Harden.
Oh, 15 assists.
15 assists. 28 points. But to me, most importantly, four blocks. And I think
four blocks.
And I want to say more deflections and tips.
He loves to do this late slap. He slaps the ball away. He runs alongside. If somebody's got a fast break, he runs alongside and then does this late slap to smack the ball away.
Yeah.
And he got called for a foul tonight, but Ty, I hate the review, Lou, refused.
He hates the challenge.
Refuses to challenge.
He doesn't want to challenge.
I thought Harden got the ball first. Ty Lue says, who cares? We're going to win anyway, Christers.
Yeah.
It looked at me and he winked. He looked at me and he winked.
And then when you smiled, he gave you a thumbs up, and then he turned it upside down and went like this.
All right, so I've got to get something off my chest.
Uh-oh.
I heard something on Clippers radio. I love Adam Osland. He's
great.
The best. I love people whose names have alliteration. Adam Osland.
Sure. Can't think of another one.
Paul Pierce.
Oh, good.
Most of your superheroes have Peter Parker.
Sure.
It's a lot of alliteration. Pepper
All right.
Potts.
Okay.
Adam Osland, who I love. But I'll tell you something. He said something on the radio the other night that really ruffled my feathers.
Oh, boy.
duck in my craw?
What?
Was a burr in my saddle?
Stop it. I get it.
So I ride my horse to the stadium. Okay? Yeah. Get on my saddle. There's a burr in there, and it's what Adam Oslin said on the gosh darn radio.
Just tell me what it is and stop with the metaphors.
Okay, so we're on a 6-game win streak, okay? The last time we clip casted, we had just beaten the champs, I want to say. Regardless, it was the Clippers quarterly report. We were 10 and 10.
Yeah.
Now we've won something like 11 out of 14 games. We're 8-2 in the last 10. We've won 6 in a row.
Yeah.
So it was after night one of a back-to-back. So we had a home back-to-back, which, by the way, is not going to happen in the Stephen Ballmer Sports Access Center or the Intuit Dome in Inglewood. We're not going to get home back-to-backs, and certainly not get home back-to-backs on a Monday and a Tuesday night, which is what we had. Okay, so Monday night, we play the Trailblazers. Yep. Tuesday night, we play the Sacramento Kings.
After West Coast butt-whooping.
Now, if you recall, the Blazers game was more of a horse race.
Yeah.
It was a close game.
Close finish.
Close late. So Adam Oslin,
5-point finish.
After we get the W, by the way, the Blazers stink, okay? After we get the W, and the team has won, and we're now a winning basketball team, regardless, Adam Oslin says, well, I'd hate to think that we won the battle, but lost the war.
What is that?
Because
we
have tired legs going into tomorrow night versus Sacramento,
who we just went
into Sacramento and beat them.
And also we beat them by 20 the next night.
We whooped their butts.
Although Paul George strained groin.
Diving after the ball. But yeah. to be fair, Paul George has been kind of the weak link.
And didn't play tonight.
And he hasn't been playing great, but he doesn't have to play great when James Harden is playing great, when Kawhi Leonard is playing ethereal
and
out of his mind.
I don't know anything about his injury because it's not an ankle injury.
And you'll never do any
sort of
deep
dive. It's not the ankle report.
No. He has a what now?
A groin pull is my understanding.
And this is not Hank's groin grotto, where all you do is sit in your grotto and gripe about groin.
Don't join me for the groin join.
The groin join. So, I just
I'm not enjoying the groin join.
Adam Oslin, who I know listens to the show.
No, love him.
I love him.
He's great.
I literally love listening to his show when I drive home.
Listen to him.
Yeah, after the
drive
game.
Drive to the game. I listen to
drive
him tonight.
Drive to the game. Drive home from the game. But I had to turn the GD radio off.
Yeah.
I had to turn it off. The guys sing. We shouldn't have tried so hard in a win because we play tomorrow
night.
Well,
we need
night.
Our guys to play every game.
And then
the
we came in the next day.
We
got to
play
their
every
butts.
Game, and we need wins.
We whooped their butts.
We need wins.
We got the wins.
We
We're
need
getting
wins.
The wins.
It's never been more important to have home court advantage going into the playoffs. Yes, it's a long way away, but every one of these games matters.
We got to get in that top six.
It's never been more important to have home court advantage than it is now when the defending champs play at 6,000 feet elevation.
True.
Like, it's never been a bigger deal to have home court. It never bothered us much in the past because we're often, like tonight, either outnumbered or out-cheered by away fans.
Right. Tonight,
but now that
I couldn't tell if we were outnumbered.
Now that we have to play at low oxygen levels that we're not used to, if we don't have a better seed than the Nuggets, it freaking matters.
I couldn't tell if we were outnumbered by the fans. They were certainly louder than us, the Warriors
fans.
Well,
for sure they were louder.
I don't know if they outnumbered us, but they were definitely
louder. You know, I have
louder.
This theory, and I always have, that like Clippers fans have PTSD, and so unless they're really winning by 30, and even then if it's suddenly we're only winning by 20, Clippers fans are nervous.
And they also, I don't think that Clipper fans freak out and lose their minds every time we hit a three when we're up by 12 or 8 or 6. I mean, look, it was, at one point it was 99-86, I want to say.
Yeah.
And then they put a lid on the Clippers basket. The refs got a ladder
really
out.
Score for
and they
a
put
long
a,
time.
A lid on the basket.
Yeah.
And then the Warriors make this crazy run, and it becomes a ball game.
16-4 or
but
something crazy.
I was never nervous.
Purvis?
I was never.
Were you confident Bonifant?
I mean, I wouldn't say that I was quite Bonifant. Oh, Lord. But I never was skirt. I was never skirt.
You never were. Well, yeah, but let me say this about we don't scream and yell for a three when we're up. Klay Thompson or Steph Curry draining a three, or in this case, Klay Thompson draining 8 of 12 threes, at one point, 3-4 threes in a row.
Right. To get him
that's
back into
a Blake
it.
Griffin dunk for us back in the day.
Sure, that's their
so like if we
card.
Were down 10 and Blake Griffin got some crazy alley-oop dunk, we would have lost our minds, and that's their calling card. And that in that moment it was easy to feel like uh-oh. And frankly, let's be really clear,
oh,
if Steph Curry had not been awful tonight. He missed double-digit threes.
Oh, yeah. He missed double-digit baskets.
If he had even gone 30% from three.
Different ballgame.
Different ballgame.
Yeah, but we defended him well because we got real good defense. Eh?
Yeah, and James Harden, again, like his the knock on James Harden is he doesn't play defense.
He's been
How many
for
memes
us.
And GIFs and
four blocks.
Sports reports and all this of him standing there as people go by him? He seems to be an elite. He seems to be an elite defender.
Oh, right now. For his position. 100%.
He's great.
So, look, here's the deal, and I have to get this out of the way. We did this SurveyMonkey thing. People love Chris Wilde's Hank's Player of the Game. So let me just get Hank's Player of the Game out of the way quick so we can get to what the fans need, which is Chris Kawild's Hank's Player
Leave
of the Game.
Alone.
But I'd like to lead with your Hank's Player of the Game.
What, was it like a warm-up?
Well,
to
it's just
your, my
like,
player of
so
the game.
So the listener could skip ahead 30 seconds right now. If you could just keep it within 30.
Six, seven.
What are you making it 35?
No.
You're going to wait 30
10,
seconds before you give your
11,
Hank's Player of the Game?
12.
Well, I already know who your Hank's Player of the Game is, so I'll spoil it.
No, I'm going to
spoil it.
No, it's not
it's
him.
A spoiler.
It's not him.
It's not.
It's not Norm Powell.
It is Norm Powell.
No, it's not.
You changed
no,
it?
No, I didn't change it, although I will say that the reason why we did not lose this game is that Norm Powell
Lights
went
out.
On a run when no one else was scoring, kept driving the lane
yeah,
for layups. But
Lights
on the
out.
Night where he goes 25K points on the night where he goes
24th
he's,
NBA
he's,
top
he's
all
only about 100
ever.
Points below Jerry West on overtaking Jerry West on the
I thought he just passed Jerry West.
No, I don't think so.
Oh, okay.
I don't think so. I think he was a ways below him. Tonight was celebrating his 25,000 points.
Right, and he just
and
became the 24th and highest
and 28
scorer
points
in the NBA.
15 assists, and again, I will say again, most importantly to me, the four blocks, my Hank's Player of the Game is James Harden.
Well, I would like to give Chris Kawild's Hank's Player of the Game to Mr. Norman Powell because he was lights out, which means something different for Norm because he's so sleepy. He's so tired.
He's so sleepy
and when
time.
He is lights out, that's because he wants to just take a rest.
Like everyone
take
else's,
a nap.
When they cut to everyone else's to press video up on the Jumbotron to celebrate them making a bucket,
yeah.
They're like making mad faces and stuff, and Norm just seems sleepy. And they have to like, they jump push in on him to make it seem dynamic.
Because he's
they go,
he plays
Roop, and he's just like I'm
the
only
the sleep the only NBA player that is sleepier than Norm Powell is Brandon Ingram for the New Orleans.
He
Pelicans.
Does his warm ups in a long nightcap and slippers.
Yes, with a cup of hot cocoa,
yeah.
And he tells DJ Dents, shh, shh, shh,
play lullabies,
shh,
dude.
Shh,
play lullabies.
Yeah, you know any lullabies, DJ Dents? Hey, all right. So let's speaking of Norman Powell being sleepy. You know his favorite teammate is P.J. Tucker because Norm likes to get in his PJs and
Man.
Get tucked in,
he's
go
not,
to bed.
P.J.'s not happy.
He's pissed. You know more about this than I do. Tell
well,
me
what
about
I know about it is that he's been quoted as saying, I just feel like I could be playing on a team who wants to use me that could be a contender who could use me. He also made a comment a couple of weeks ago. This is all paraphrase. I could look it up, but I'm not going to. All paraphrase where he was saying, you know, there's just a lot of guys. There's not enough basketballs
right.
for this team.
He wasn't
But
working.
The truth is he came in and we were excited about him and he got in and he wasn't making
no.
shots.
No.
And we needed
and
him
And he
to.
Wasn't playing defense.
And it would be easy for me right now to say, oh, well, he was new and he had to learn the offense and all that. But look at Tice.
No, and we had to get Tice because Tucker wasn't working.
And Tice is making a difference and Tice is great. And also even Kobe Brown is looking nice.
Kobe
Brown. He needs to get coached up and he gets as many fouls as he does buckets in a game because he's young. But he had a couple of nice moments tonight, Kobe.
So you were at the game with me tonight. You weren't at the last game, which I saw, which was 48 hours ago when we beat the Sacramento Kings, who we've got their number this season.
Yeah.
It's been great.
Yeah, we handled them.
So
20-point win. And we were up by 30 at one point, I believe.
Absolutely. We're handling them. There is a section of the crowd that is chanting, Russell Westbrook, clap, 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 clap.
Oh, I like
Russell
that.
Russell Westbrook,
During
clap,
the Kings
clap,
game.
Clap, clap, clap. During junk minutes when it's
to get
obviously
Russell in
a W.
They want him in.
They wanted just his attention. While they're chanting Russell Westbrook, he's dancing to the Russell Westbrook clap,
town.
Clap, clap chant. Then he points over to the group of fans, and the group of fans go bonkers. My point is this. You said this to me during the game. Russell Westbrook is having the time of his life.
The time of his life. Would you see when he blocked Chris Paul from behind?
Oh, Chris Paul.
Chris Paul.
I like that.
He blocked Chris Paul from behind and then ran to the end zone and stood there for a second and then gave the Dikembe Mutombo.
Not in my house.
Finger wag.
Finger wag.
Which was really great. He's having
a blast.
Last game, he rocked a baby.
I also think he made a wise choice, or the Clippers made a kind choice in saying that Russell requested to come off the bench. The truth is, and I believe I said this a few Clipcasts ago, you got to believe it's going to work. It's working. And one of the ways in which it works is that you don't need to have Russell Westbrook and James Harden on the court at the same time.
No, you can't.
Turns out James Harden is incredible.
James Harden, it is such a joy to watch this man play basketball. Obviously, it's a different situation when he's the away team. You know, I mean, I can appreciate him. It's like when Steph Curry came and lit us up for 50 on Valentine's Day in a losing effort last season. I loved it. And it was kind of cool to see Steph Curry go for 50, especially in a losing effort. But to have James Harden be a Clipper, for us to see him on our team, and there was definitely growing pains. I don't even need to talk about him anymore because they're so far in the rear view. But Kawhi Leonard said on this show, we have some things to figure out. I've got to figure out how to get to my spots. He's got new seams, new spots, whatever. It's a little trickier to get there or whatever. He's got to learn how to get there. But he said, when we figure it out, then we'll be rolling. And right now, they are rolling.
Yeah.
And it is James Harden who is quarterbacking this role.
Oh, my
gosh. His passes.
He has very few turnovers. No, very few. He's also leading by example with this defense.
Assists,
I'm telling you, with the
blocks.
Defense. And he had 7 rebounds.
Oh, jeez, what a line.
I mean, it's a great line with the
7
four blocks.
Rebounds, 4 blocks, 15
we've had a
assists.
Great run of games. Let me ask you this.
I don't even know how many scored tonight. 30?
Of the wins,
30?
Of these 6 wins.
29?
What's your favorite of the 6 wins?
Of the 6 wins. Okay, so the come-from-behind first of the batch Warriors win was special.
It's great.
Because we were getting killed.
I have a feeling. I mean, remember that second game of the playoffs? This was when we had Pat Beverly was on the team.
You're talking about SGA years.
SGA years when we came back from a 31-point deficit
in Oakland. Not San Francisco.
My instincts tell me we've had the most and biggest come from behind wins versus the Warriors.
Sure.
We've been down the most and come back to win.
I know we've done it versus Memphis. I know we've done it versus Atlanta. Now, that being said, you know me pretty dang well, Chris Cowild. What's my favorite kind of Clipper W?
Oh, my gosh, the home blowout Clipper W.
My favorite W of the 6 Ws was the home blowout W.
Sacramento Kings.
Versus the Sucktown Queens.
Gosh, great.
Who didn't have the Cali Cup last year, didn't have the Cali Cup 2 years ago, haven't had the Cali Cup in decades. We had it 3 years ago, and we might just get it this year. We don't have the NBA Cup. I don't want to talk too much about this, but I'm just going to say my piece on the NBA Cup. I think it should be a physical cup. I think you put the guys' names on it. I think you display, you give it to the team and say, do what you want, and when whoever wins it next gets it for a year.
Oh, that's fun.
Like the Stanley Cup.
Like the Stanley Cup.
And obviously
Cup.
It's not going to mean as much as the Stanley Cup, but it should be a physical thing. The guys get to take pictures with it, take it home, take it to the bar, take it wherever. Put it on display for the fans to see, and then you pass it on to the next winner. That's what I think you should
do. Okay, so
the
that's
NBA
your
Cup.
Favorite of the 6 wins.
My favorite of the 6 wins is
the
home Clipper
blowout.
Home blowout W.
Versus the Kings.
I mean, I loved all of them. I love a Clipper W. But I think that was the most fun. And it was also night 2 of a back-to-back, and Kawhi was out of his mind. Mm-hmm. He shot something like 80% that night. Like, he could not miss.
He's been great.
He's been so efficient.
Yeah, and great on defense and great with tips and deflections and all of that.
And also,
well,
we saw Paul George tonight, by the way. I know this is not your groin grotto. Trust me, I've been there. And look, we had
about the groin joint?
We had some good times. But Paul George was tossing T-shirts and yucking it up with Russell Westbrook on the bench.
Russell Westbrook was trying to block him.
It looked like Russ was trying to block Paul George's T-shirt toss. I don't think Paul George's injury is that serious, and I think he'll be back sooner as opposed to later, and I think they're just being overly cautious.
Could be. Could be. Could be that. I mean, Draymond Green's not in the game. Maybe they felt like they had this in the bag without risking Paul George.
Right.
Oh, we're going to see. We'll
up next, the Knickerbockers on Saturday night.
My favorite game of the last 6.
Yes. Hank, what was your favorite win in our 6 game best
streak? I just told you the team that makes me the most nervous is the team that has the greatest home court advantage because of altitude.
Denver.
And we had lost to Denver when they didn't have Jokic or Murray.
Sure.
And so getting
Reggie
Jokic
and DeAndre
and then the day of the game, I believe I texted you,
S-H-I-T. They've got
Sugar Honey Iced
they've
Tea.
Got Murray back.
Right. They had everybody.
And we decisively beat them. We handled them. And where they went 41% from the field and 38% from three, we went 46% from the field and 44%
from three versus the champs.
And really handled Jokic.
And they went to a two-man game late.
Was his best versus Jokic that game.
Absolutely.
He's
we clipcast it right after it. It was a great W. And obviously, versus the champs, that was at
home. Gotta like it.
This homestand has been very good to us. I would love to finish it strong, Knicks on Saturday night. I don't have the schedule in front of me. I don't know what happens after that.
We for sure play the Knicks.
I believe we go on the road after this homestand versus the Knicks. And I want to say first up is Dallas. It might be a back-to-back. Don't
we go Knicks and Knicks at home. Saturday, Monday at Pacers.
At Pacers, night one of a back-to-back.
Fast and hot Pacers. Then at Dallas.
Night two of a back-to-back. Am I wrong? Monday, Tuesday?
No, 16th, 18th, 20th.
Hey.
Now Dallas is night one of a back-to-back. Wednesday the 20th at Dallas. Thursday the 21st at OKC. It's
aha,
a four
there
game.
It is. There it
it's
is.
A four game road stretch.
I knew there was a back-to-back.
And then we come home the following Saturday to play Boston. So in 8 days we play five games.
Okay. Well, we've had a nice long stretch because of that TBD week where we only played like three games in 11 days or something. Obviously, all that home cooking, obviously it's worked. We're perfect in December. It's a beautiful thing. Keep it cooking.
You got to keep it cooking.
And now
we're
rolling.
You got to keep playing defense. Hey, we didn't talk about this. Amir Coffee was nice in the start.
Double digits.
He was nice in the start. He was really hot from three, and then he got very cold from three. But he still had some nice layups. He played great in the paint.
Absolutely.
I liked him tonight. I liked him on defense. He's a great guy to fill in. We weren't sure. Like, when we sat down, you're like, oh, who would you have started? And then at that moment, we're like, oh, I don't know. I don't know who, because you do want Norm Powell coming off the bench, and you do want Russell Westbrook coming off the bench.
Right.
Norm Powell scored for us when no one else was scoring.
Absolutely. And Norm Powell led the league in bench scoring last season.
And Amir was great two seasons ago, and it looked like he might be working his way into, like, a bench rotation player, second string as opposed to deep bench player. And
sure.
Then he just didn't really live up to it. And we got deep and we didn't need him.
To be fair, yeah, we had the depth, so we didn't really need to go to him.
We love him. And I almost wish we had been at home, because just imagine all of Seaman's awesome
coffee puns were percolating.
They were percolating.
Seaman was caffeinated tonight.
Oh, yeah.
I wonder what Adam Oslin said after the game.
Choice.
Well, we probably just won the six battles in a row, but... gosh, I hope it doesn't cost us the war.
Leave Austin alone. He's great.
I love the guy.
He's a part of the community. He's great.
Why is he being a party pooper after a W?
Sometimes
Adam!
It's easy to be nervous purvis.
Well,
was he saying that because Paul George got hurt?
No, he was saying it because we exhausted so much effort to beat
the
lowly Blazers. So he said it post-game. Now, look, had he... prefaced it by saying,
but we all thought the harder game would be
Clipper
the Kings.
Nation.
We all thought the harder game would be the Kings. I thought that too.
I just want you to know I'm nervous, purvis. Then all of a sudden I'm ready for it.
But don't you remember
the nonsense.
I texted you and said, oh, it'd be really great if we could rest our guys in the second half because we'll need everyone fresh against the Kings. And it was the opposite.
No,
the Blazers gave
the hell
us more
out of guys
trouble.
Second half of the Kings.
And the Kings, we were great.
Yeah,
you just never know.
After a W. I don't like negativity.
I know. Well, you said that. And I'll tell you what. After a W or a loss, I like Adam Oslin.
I love Adam
Oslin. I'm a fan.
I love
Adam
Oslin.
Well, you hate the Clippers and you hate everyone who works for them.
No, agree to disagree. I love the Clippers. Actually, I am the host of the longest-running Clippers podcast.
I also really like Crypto.com employees when they're just trying to get everyone to sit in their proper seat, even though there were 100 upper-level seats available.
So
we watched an encounter where a woman was sitting. We were
the back row, of the building. There's no worse seat.
The top
row
of the three. You could say our seats were worse, except we were high enough that we could really see the court. I'm not sure she could.
We got a table.
I'm not sure she could see the whole court.
We had a nice table. We had a TV set next to us.
They really wanted her in her proper seat, and literally she was surrounded by 35 empty seats.
Literally to her right. We're 35.
The whole corner of the stadium, top row, and they just wouldn't leave her be.
They had two employees come up and talk to her. Man, we just want you to know you're not in the right seat.
We're looking out for you, they kept saying. And I couldn't hear her, but I imagine she was ignoring them.
I think she said, and I quote, GTFOH. Get the flip out of here. There was nothing but empty.
It's really funny.
I don't think we've seen a sold-out Clippers game this season. I've only missed two or three games.
It's rough, man. And we had such a long run of sellouts during the Lob City era.
Yeah.
And then I'm guessing we must have had a bunch of sellouts when we first got Kawhi Leonard and Paul George.
It's such a weird
but
haze.
Then it was COVID.
Because of the stupid COVID. Yeah. So, who knows?
You know, I'll never know.
I am so thrilled to be the hottest team in the NBA.
Oh my gosh, it's great.
I am so thrilled to have won 11 out of our last 14
games.
So
of these next games, Knicks, Pacers, Mavs, OKC.
Yeah.
How do you think we go in those next four?
I don't understand why we would stop losing. We're perfect in December.
Stop winning.
Why would we start losing? We're not going to do that. I love us Saturday night versus the Knicks. Knicks obviously will have a presence in the building.
We only have seven games left in December.
I know. We don't have a particularly busy December.
Memphis,
I know
wash.
This is a busy
Charlotte,
week.
Wash. Boston, good. OKC can be good. SGA is good.
Oh, we play Oklahoma City two more times?
No, only once in December.
Oh, okay.
I was going in reverse order. So we go Knicks, Pacers, Mavs, OKC, Boston.
Right.
Those can be challenging.
Boston's at home.
Those can be challenging games. Then at home.
Is Boston at Boston?
Boston
or home?
At home, Charlotte at home, Memphis at home, Heat at home.
I like us in all
little
those.
Run. That's January, though. Heat is January.
And there's only one back-to-back left for the calendar year of 2023.
Yeah, that's correct. And that's Wednesday, Thursday.
So, that look, here's the deal.
Mavs, OKC.
It was bonkers.
Not a long flight, by the way.
That's another reason that was my favorite win in the past six in the streak. Not only because it's my favorite kind of Clippers win, a home Clipper blowout W, but we won back-to-back games. And more importantly, we won night two of a back-to-back, which
it's
is
big. It's hard for us.
The hardest thing to do in the
it's
NBA.
Hard, it's hard for us in particular.
Specifically.
Yeah.
So, you know, the fact that we just won at home back-to-back showed the guys we can do it. Let's get that confidence, go on the road, do it again. So, yeah, the thing that scares me the most coming up is the back-to-back on the road. I believe you're telling me it's at Dallas one night and the next night it's at OKC. Mm-hmm. I don't know that I love that it's in that order, but hey, great, because we handled Dallas so decisively the last time they were in this building.
Yeah.
But up first Saturday, like us there. Then you're telling me we go to, I believe, at Indiana, and then it's at Dallas, at OKC. So, hey, I like this team having all the confidence and swagadociousness in the world, being the hottest team in the NBA. You know this thing that they do called the NBA Power Report or something?
Oh, Power Rankings?
Power Rankings, which is the most biased nonsense ever. If the Clippers aren't number one in the power rankings because they have the longest win streak in the NBA at six games in a row.
Yeah.
They are 8-2 in their last 10.
James Harden may be Western Conference Player of the Month.
Certainly Western Conference Player of the Week,
you would think. Sure.
So I hate the power rankings because they're just absolute nonsense. It's just fluff journalism. However, the Clippers got to be number one, number two, at the very least, number three in your stupid power rankings, ESPN, Bleacher Report, what have you. You got to publish
articles. I hope
articles.
That's true.
I totally get it.
Speaking of ESPN, I just read on ESPN from one of their staff writers an article that just came out 3 hours ago. Paul George
is
day-to-day. Yeah, it's home.
Yep.
Paul George day-to-day because of his hip injury. But according to Ty Lue, he said that Paul George did a few things at the morning shoot around to test his sore hip. So you like that?
I do.
He's testing it out.
And there's a ton of Instagram photos of him in Paul George's groin grotto. If you go to @YG_Trace, you can see Paul George and Paul George's groin grotto.
They're just enjoying the groin join.
It's pretty graphic stuff, honestly. Keep the kids off of it.
Oh, yeah, IG. It's terrible. All right, and the adults.
Did you see AJ Adande in the building
tonight?
Yeah,
I did.
He's the best.
I did. I'm a fan. I love him on Around the Horn.
I know. He's great. Yeah. He really is good. And he's a local guy, and I don't think he's a hater.
He also brings great social commentary whenever. I mean, I haven't watched Around the Horn in a minute, but when I used to watch it more avidly, his like winning minutes were always pretty great social commentary.
When he got the minute at the end.
I like him.
Yeah, and
I
also
like his point of view.
I've always been a big fan of AJ Adande's Hank's Player of the Game.
Oh my gosh.
And I heard tonight he gave it to James Harden.
Oh, and same as me.
Yeah, but I heard that it means
more. So we're
more.
Very similar. I hate you so much. I want you to die right now. I hate you.
What, now on the show?
Yeah.
Sound the death bell tolls
bum,
for thee.
Bum, 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 bum.
I asked you to sing Day by Day from Gospel with
day
me.
By
you
want, day.
But it's going to be Day 2
we
Day.
We can't afford it.
Day 2
We can't
day.
Afford the rights.
So what's Paul George's injury status?
Day by Day.
No, it's Day 2 Day. Oh. It's Day 2 Day. Oh, dear Lord.
You could ask J.A. Adande
to see thee more clearly
in
the groin grotto.
Please stop. This is Summer
the groin grotto.
Summer Stock Theater cast.
Of the groin grotto,
oh, yeah,
sir.
I'm enjoying the groin join. Clippers fans.
Rejoice. Rejoice, downtown Los Angeles. Six
wins. Are we going to get another clip cast out before Christmas? No, because you're about to leave town.
Oy vey. All right, so we got a game Saturday. Is there a game Monday?
I think so.
Can we do it Monday night before I leave town?
Could do.
We got to do it because I leave town.
When do you leave town? Tuesday?
Tuesday.
Yeah, we can do it Monday night.
And I'm gone forever.
We'll give you one more. Put it in your Christmas stocking.
I'm back on the 27th, but very briefly. So we'd have to get another. We try to get squeeze another one in on the 27th as well.
And we're going to see what happens. I'm around.
18th, the night of the 18th. Let's clipcast.
Yeah.
And hopefully the streak is still cooking, baby.
We'll be talking about a Clippers Nation. Stay strong. We won the battle and the war tonight. That's what's up.
And I'm going to tell you this. Here's Chris Wilds, Hank's broadcaster of the game, Adam Osland. I really was pretty curt.
God, you're really
pretty rude.
I'm like, you need to turn it around.
I need to
say three nice things about him. Okay. Great head of hair.
First of all, enough about, like, look, the alliteration I already mentioned, but he didn't do that. His parents did that.
Well,
you know what I'm saying?
Sure.
The guy is a pop culture savant.
He is.
The guy knows everything about movies, TV, pop culture.
Oh, yeah.
So he's a whiz kid when it comes to Clipper knowledge.
Sure.
But he also knows everything about pop culture. These are two things that I love.
Yeah.
I am pop culture. And so I love the Clippers. I love pop culture. I love Adam Osland. Another great thing about Adam Osland is that he is clearly the guy who is choosing the music on Clippers radio tosses.
Oh, yeah.
And he is a big hip-hop head.
Hip-hop
head. He loves 90s East Coast hip-hop.
Big time's the best one.
It's the best kind of hip-hop.
The Native Tongues.
He loves it.
Leaders of the New School, Tribe Called Quest, De La Soul, The Jungle
Brothers. That's two things. Third, you said great head of hair. I earlier said alliteration. Now we're up to four things.
He's great.
Fifth thing is he's a great member of this family. Adam, I'd like to tell you I apologize. And not only that, but I haven't said this on the show in a long time. The one thing that you say, you know, describe Chris Kowild in one word with a hard T, mature. Everybody says this. If you put the caveat with a hard T, they all say mature. So I would maturely like to say
a Long Island iced tea. But not a hard T.
I would like to say I was wrong. And I apologize to you, the listener.
What's awful is that you think you're being mature and apologizing, but you're screaming in my face.
Mature.
I keep backing away
from you.
Mature. Here in the shadow of the LA Convention Center.
Oh, my chore is listening to your bullcrap Hank's player of the game that nobody likes. Okay?
Toot, toot, toot.
You just made me toot. I did toot.
For those sweet free hot dogs in the press room.
Oh, man.
Clippers Nation.
I know you're trying to wrap it up.
I'm trying to.
But tell the fans what happened tonight. I've never seen it before in my life. And I'm sure it's happened
at
sporting events.
When you were doing shenanigans with your phone and you dropped it on a fan?
First of all, it's the lady.
It was the same lady.
It was getting a hard time.
You dropped the phone on her.
I did. It dropped in the seat next to her.
It knocked her out.
It's a heavy phone.
They're heavy.
It's like iPhone 23. It's like, yeah, it's like 24 cameras. There's a full camera crew in my iPhone.
Yeah, it's awful.
Oh, it could give her a concussion.
I backed away. When you went reaching for it, I rolled my seat away from the edge.
Oh, absolutely.
She could have
groin pulled. Like, I could have got it right in the groin.
So what? What's the other? What do you want to tell him?
Hot dog high five. I have not seen a hot
dog, hot
dog
toast.
High five.
We made our hot dogs and we toasted
we
them.
Toasted,
we ate them like gentlemen.
We cheers to our dogs.
Cheers to our hot dogs.
We touched our tips of our Frankfurters. We were nowhere near the groin grotto when we did this.
Let's wrap. Now we got to wrap it up.
Well, you just sounded the horn. I think the show is over.
Oh.
The second horn is excessive. Oh, God. Hank's horn of the game. Hank's horn of the game.
I'm leaving.
Bye, I guess. Sorry, Hank hates you, Adam.